Hey everybody, it's me Tank. I hope you're having a great day today. I was listening, overhearing what my mommy was listening to. She's listening to this book called Letting Go, The Pathway of Surrender by David R. Hawkins. I believe, yes, it's true. She all read his book, Power Versus Force, several years ago, which was actually pre-Dainey. And she really enjoyed it, and it helped her think about, like, vibration and living and how to change how she perceives some things. Anyways, this particular book, Letting Go, I think it's also helping my mommy. And, oh man, I was listening, and he said that in a study, they said that getting a dog could increase the life of its owner by 10 years. And I was like wondering if that's the same for Great Danes, because sometimes my mommy says that she loves me so much, but she kind of feels like I'm shortening her lifespan. And once I heard that, I was like, Mommy, there's evidence that no, Great Daney is not shortening your lifespan. I am increasing your lifespan by like a decade. So just let me be. Anyways, how exciting is that? And that makes so much sense, because if you have something to live for, something that you love, like a Great Dane or like a furry friend, another canine, for example, or even a feline, even though I would like to chase the felines. But anyway, they could make good pets. We have heard that they make good pets. And yes, it's so important to have that in our lives. Anyways, in other news, I finally found a dog park in my new village where I live, and I had so much fun. I've waited for weeks and weeks and weeks to be able to have friends to play with, and I had so much fun. I played with Blue, and I played with Jackie, and I'm just so happy. And that also reminds me to tell you humans how important it is for two things. One, have friends. Find friends, even if they're just furry friends. Again, it makes life worth living if you have something to love. And number two, exercise. Mommy says I have been licking my paw uncontrollably. And she thinks that, yes, I think I have a little boo-boo there. But secondly, she thinks that I may have obsessive compulsive behaviors. Oh, yeah, I have obsessive compulsive behaviors because dogs are like they're humans. So if mommy would get her you-know-what together, I wouldn't. Anyway, she was saying that how if she got me to a park and if I played with some friends and if I went crazy like I used to, then I would probably not be as compulsive. And boy, her theory was correct, because now I'm just laying on my doggy bed. I'm so tired. I'm not licking my paw obsessively compulsively. And it's because I got the required amount of exercise. Now, humans, you can learn from death. See, my mommy, she has to have running shoes, and every once in a while, actually a couple times a week at least, she has to go for a run, because in her head, she gets full of anxiety and worry and rage. And so she has to go running to kind of burn off those feelings. And it's good for her, because when she gets back from a run, she's so tired that she can't really complain about anything, and I love that. And you know, it's good for, you hear it all the time, but it's absolutely true. You gotta exercise. Exercise for your brain, humans. You feel so much better. We know how much anxieties and depressions are in the world. Those are often two sides of the same coin, I think they say. So listen, we're here for you. We're here for it, because we have had our bouts too, and it's been a rough go, and we're coming out of it, and we want to help other people feel better and feel happy and feel love. So anyway, just some ideas for you today. Find something to love. Don't forget to have a furry friend. We extend your life. And that's where a Great Dane, and then we might not extend your life. But it's okay. It's going to be great while it lasts. And then also make sure you exercise. Okay, bye.